This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Two bank failures, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Regulators say depositors at both banks will be able to access their money beginning today, including those whose holdings exceed the $250,000 insurance limit. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's trying to reassure Americans there won't be a domino effect after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, like the meltdown in 2008. She says the American banking system is really safe and well-capitalized.
President Biden will talk about the banking system this morning, and we're just learning that HSBC will take over the UK arm of the failed Silicon Valley Bank. At the Oscars, Everything Everywhere All at Once won 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Daniel Kwan of the directing team The Daniels says Everything Everywhere All at Once is what the world needs at this moment.
It's a shotgun blast of joy and absurdity and creativity.
Michelle Yeoh, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Ke-Huy Quan won acting awards for their roles in that film. Kwan says he went for years with his agent telling him there was no work for him.
Hopefully when I call my agent tomorrow, he will give me a different answer.
Brendan Fraser won the Best Actor award for his role in The Whale. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Those on the West Coast are getting ready for more bad weather. A new storm that's threatening to bring more rain, snow, and wind to the West Coast from Central California to Oregon and Northern Nevada as soon as today. Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, is ready to testify today before a Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments he arranged and made on the former president's behalf. This from two people familiar with the matter. At least 8 people died when 2 migrant smuggling boats overturned off the coast of San Diego, according to authorities. This is AP News. More now on that bad weather in California. The AP's Donna Warder.
Many California residents can't seem to catch a break from the weather. Miserable weather continued across huge swaths of California on Sunday. Paul Abrams, who lives in a mobile home park in Morro Bay, tells KSBY that Sunday's flooding wasn't as bad as before.
It only got up to, you know, maybe 8 inches where I'm at now. Last time it was up maybe 16. However, the people on the side of the creek really got hit hard.
But the National Weather Service says the next weather system could exacerbate severe flooding that's already overwhelmed the area, prompting a levee failure and widespread evacuations Saturday near California's central coast. I'm Donna Warder.
Today, Pope Francis is celebrating 10 years leading the Roman Catholic Church. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.